What's wrong with a new perspective, or some people insist a new perspectives on Paul, because there are various aspects to this new way of treating Paul. In a nutshell, what's wrong is twofold. Number one, it is an attack on the biblical doctrine of justification, as Protestants have presented it since the days of the Reformers. And the Reformers felt they were going back to the Apostles. Following a liberal scholar called E.P. Sanders, certain people have developed various views of the writings of Paul in which they deny that justification has anything to do with an individual's right standing with God. Justification is rather just a way of saying that a person is in the, quote, covenant community that they are already in. It's not how to get saved, not how to get right. In the words of N.T. Wright, perhaps the most famous of current New Perspective scholars, justification is not a matter of soteriology, the doctrine of salvation. It's a matter more of ecclesiology. It really is to say whether you're in the church, in the covenant community, or not. So, what's wrong with that? I'll say it in a nutshell again. It is against the Protestant doctrine of justification. According to this, you are justified in the sense that you are in the covenant community by grace. You get in by grace, but you stay in by works. And the people who are now justified can become unjustified and condemned. So it's a total repudiation of the Protestant doctrine of justification. It is a return in many of its aspects to the theory of the Council of Trent. Second thing that's wrong with it is that it has a wrong view of the covenant. And here it may come very close to federal vision theology. It has developed a hyper-covenantal view, so that God's elect are not individuals elect to eternal life as such, but the elect are people who are by birth, and as many say, by baptism, placed in the covenant community. And if they fulfill their covenant obligations, they will remain in the covenant community for all eternity. But if they don't fulfill their covenant engagements, then they will become unelect, and they will be excised from the covenant community. All this misses the point of the real personal covenant engagement of believers with Christ. What's wrong with New Perspective and Federal Vision? They undercut the biblical doctrine of justification, which is God's way of pardoning sinners and accepting them as righteous because of the imputed righteousness of Christ, which New Perspective theology entirely rejects. What's wrong with it? It's wrong on justification, and it's wrong on its view of the covenant. It develops a hyper-covenantal view whereby people are looked on as an elect lump, as it were, by birth and or by baptism, and an election that they may lose along with their soul because of their lack of works. That's what's wrong with New Perspective. In a nutshell, pretty big nut, but nonetheless a nutshell, and that's what's wrong in another nutshell with Federal Vision.